Jonas?
I'm here, Dr. Parker.
Why were you late to log on to today's appointment? We talked about this.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
Were you?
No, I wasn't touching it before.
You know, if you'll recall, you started seeing me because of your sexual addiction problem.
Yes, I know.
I thought we brought that under control.
We do. I do. Anyway, I'm here now.
Well, thanks for making time again to speak with me. How was your week?
I'm not weak.
No, your week, I meant the last several days.
Huh?
I'm sorry, is something distracting you?
No, Doctor.
Because you're doing a phenomenal job of wasting our time right now.
Doctor, we need...
Yes?
We need to make these sessions shorter, or... terminate treatment.
How come?
Well, it used to be that when we were in session together at your office, your entire presence would turn me on.
I know. We discussed this, though. Your inferiority
complex caused me to get aroused by any and all authority.
Mm-hmm. It's why we started doing these audio conferences instead.
Doctor, it's not working.
Excuse me?
I always do exactly what you told me. I sit in my chair, fully clothed, with a glass of water next to me. I turn on my speakerphone to dial you, place my hands at my sides. And every time, I still get so hard and stay hard for pretty much the full session.
Tell me more about why you think this happens.
Because... even though you're an expert and an authority, you've always been nice to me.
What you're perceiving as nice is really my inability to give you the help that you need.
What?
Look, I am in agreement with you that our counseling sessions no longer benefit you.
So we will end it after today?
Not quite.
Well, what then? Because I can't deal with denying myself over and over while you try to fix me.
I think starting today, we need to establish a clearer boundary for you. Test your limits somewhat.
Okay.
Now, I have to warn you. It's going to seem at first like I'm being very nice to you. An understanding of your...
yes?
...condition, if that's what you're calling it.
I understand, Doctor.
I want you to trust me.
Okay.
Even if I'm going to show you why you shouldn't.
What?
Finish your water before we begin. You'll need it. You really did everything I asked you to do when we terminated face-to-face counseling?
Yes, Doctor.
Some people might see that as cute or endearing, but...
yeah?
That's fucking pathetic.
Doctor?
Don't you dare fucking hang up on me now. You want to get better, right?
I do.
Make that hard little cock in your pants keep from embarrassing you with me?
It's hard right now.
That's just because it thinks it's going to get to come.
Uh-huh.
But I bet you already know what it feels like.
To
have an orgasm in your pants without the slightest touch of your hand. You disgusting fuck. It happened in the middle of our sessions a few times, didn't it? Didn't it?
Yes, Doctor.
You're pathetic, you know that? Even my colleagues think so.
What? You told other people?
All that patient-client confidentiality? Total bullshit.
But I thought... I trusted you, Doctor.
Fuck your thinking, fuck your trust, and fuck your throbbing cock right now. If you're ever going to be cured, I need to break you. And your embarrassing, deformed excuse you call arousal. Do you think I'm hot? You must if you get turned on by me. I can't hear you. Speak when I tell you to.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, sweetheart, as a sweet, sexy woman who knows how to get her pleasure and to give it as well, your tiny, barely there into my hands, my mouth, my pussy, my ass.
But.
No, no buts, remember? I just said you'd never put it in my ass. Are you being a little pussy about it? It's just sex, right? I didn't say I'd stop seeing you.
But how come you're being so cruel?
Does my weak little patient think his doctor's being mean to him?
I need you to help me. To keep me from doing what I can't keep from doing myself.
Oh, fuck. You're touching your cock right now, aren't you? God damn it. Are you that stupid?
I didn't realize.
Let me guess. You put your hand down your pants and just had to stroke, even though I was deliberately being a bitch.
Sorry.
You are. You're a fucking sorry excuse for a human being.
I'll stop.
No. I'm gonna make you keep going. Except...
What?
You better do exactly as I say when I say it.
But...
No fucking excuses. Take them off.
My...
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They better be off. I want you to put your hand back on your cock.
Okay.
But stop. Instead of putting your hand all the way around, I want you to dig your fingertips into your shaft.
Ow.
Now, tell me, what do you feel?
It hurts, doctor.
Don't let go. I want it to fucking hurt. Your nails pressing into your sensitive flesh. God. This is the way I touch you. Are you getting harder by chance?
Yes, but it hurts more.
Harder.
Oh. No.
You don't get to say no. This is my methodology. Let me hear the pain in your voice.
I don't hold it like this.
I'm in charge, and I say when you get relief.
Cock is throbbing.
Now scratch across the shaft. A little bit of skin flaking underneath your nails.
Please don't.
I'm not doing this. You are, to yourself.
It's not working.
Still hard, huh? I bet you are.
Oh, fuck.
Don't let go.
Why?
From your water, shatter it on the floor.
I don't want to ruin it.
My rules, remember? Fucking break it. Now.
Ow.
A million pieces, right? Pick some of those up. The shards down by your feet.
Why?
Lean back in your chair. I want you to put a pile of glass on your stomach.
What? No, doctor.
No. No. Now you're going to get it worse.
Okay.
That's better. You know, you really are a miserable patient.
No.
There's that word again. You're disgusting. Is your cock getting numb?
Yes.
Now press your palm into your stomach. Push the glass into your torso. I want to hear the pain as it pierces you. That's it. This is what it would feel like if I straddled you. Hold it there. I'd grind into you. Make you ache. Are you wondering if I'd get off to torturing you?
Stop. Please. You let go of my cock. It's numb, please.
But still hard.
Yes, doctor.
Shit. Well, only one thing left to do.
What?
You're really... brought this onto yourself.
Doctor. Can you stroke my cock?
Just listen. To me dripping wet for you. Your wormy little mind wondering what this tight, aching cunt feels like when you feel it.
Please, I need it.
Want to know what it feels like? Grab a handful of broken glass and clench the base of your cock with it.
No.
I'm not fucking asking anymore. Now. Now hold your cock. Press the glass against it. That's what my pussy would feel like. Tight and hot and sharp. Painful. You don't get the satisfaction of coming with me, you pathetic, perverted slut. Now I'm going to get off, and you'll just have to wonder what it might feel like to be fucked by your doctor.
Oh, no.
Our time is up for today. You'll be billed.
Don't make me. Doctor. Doctor.